This is the Android Buffet Podcast, episode number 264, recorded Monday, August 31st, 2015, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1.
Is it that time? It's that time, right?
Yeah.
Another show? So, another exciting news week?
Well, before we start the show, I want to know, did the prayers help?
She's good.
I'm thrilled.
Yeah. She's still in the resting phase, but she's gotten well enough that she doesn't want to be in the resting phase, so it's mildly frustrating.
Okay. So if no more prayers are needed in this case, can I have some prayers?
Sure. What's up?
I told you I've...
Or just in general.
I've been in pain for the last few weeks.
Okay.
I just got the diagnosis today.
Which is?
Cervical herniated disc.
What's the prognosis?
Pain.
Shit, that sucks.
Well, let's see. I basically, disc out of place causing pressure on nerve cluster, which is affecting pain in my right arm, also causing hopefully temporary carpal tunnel syndrome.
Yay. So how do they fix it?
Time.
Well, that's a crappy answer.
On a positive note, now that they know where it is, they were able to stick a gigantic needle into it, full of lidocaine.
Okay, but it's still pinching the nerve.
Yeah, pretty much. They'll see me next week.
Good luck with that.
Although they did give me some lovely drugs that don't work. I have the Oxycontin. Nothing like taking a narcotic and still being in pain.
I know.
At least it's a prescription narcotic. Anyway, hopefully that'll stop soon. At least before I become a drug addict. Which seems rather unlikely because it isn't actually having a positive effect. But enough of me. Let's see, anything exciting going on? IFA's coming up, I hear.
Who?
You know, the that whole thing that happens every year in Germany?
No.
That conference where people present phone things?
Oh.
What is it? I forget what it stands for. The world's leading trade show for consumer electronics and home appliances, which is scheduled to take place from the 4th to the 9th this year.
Yay.
Usually there are a lot of interesting announcements. It's supposed to be a lot of watches. If you like watches.
And even if you don't like watches.
Yeah, but, you know, they may announce some new phones. There's rumors also by the end of the month there may be a new Nexus 5.
Woo! That, the end of next month.
Oh, yeah, it is still August, isn't it? For another 2 hours.
It is. Yep.
Okay, so the end of September, excuse me. I'm sorry, I only have... it's currently a few minutes after 10, so there are less than 2 hours before it is September. In fact, our European listeners, it's already September.
Oh, so it is.
So how do you feel about the summer being over, Jerry?
It's okay with me.
Okay.
Although, that just means we're turning into hurricane season, and this year seems to be like it's going to be a lively one.
Oh, I heard you missed one, or the state of Florida missed one.
Erica?
Yeah.
Yeah. But as of right now, I think there's three more, in line.
Well, that's why I'm trying to convince, I'm trying to convince my mother to leave Florida, you know, come somewhere safer like New York.
Okay.
Not indefinitely. Nice to see her though. Comes through town sometimes. But anyway, she had the hurricane shutters down this week, just in case.
We have had some stormy storms.
Yep. That's why my data is no longer stored in Jacksonville. That and the fact that they tried to move it to Miami. It's now in Dallas, Texas. No hurricanes there.
Nope.
Yeah,
but no earthquakes. Just lots of tornadoes.
But no armed attack dogs. Oh, well. You can't win it all. So, because lately it's been a bit of a slow news cycle.
Yes.
A lot of the news I keep hearing about is, you know, hardware-based. And you know, we mention hardware, but we're not really a hardware show. So there are a few.
Right.
Yeah, so we do mention it peripherally. For example, I found an interesting story. The rise of the cheap smartphones is here.
Which is basically a commentary on why buy a really expensive cell phone, especially one that, you know, the more expensive phones, they're more expensive because they're buying smaller components. And then you're going to put it in a big bulky case. And then it's going to break in a few after you drop it down a stairwell. So why not save yourself a whole bunch of money and buy a cheaper phone to start off with? Right? That's pretty much the gist of it.
Well, the other part of it is not everybody needs some of the stuff they're putting in phones.
Right. The 3D.
They haven't done that in a while, thankfully.
Multiple screens. I think I'd like a flippy, like a book type phone that had like three screens on it. I think that'd be cool.
Well, you're a screenaholic. But, you know, let's use both of us as an example. We're the only ones here, so it usually helps.
Yep.
Okay, so I am not a game player. That you know about me. I have played games. I'm saying I'm not a regular person who plays games on their phone. Number two, I am not a person who regularly watches videos on their phone. So while having a big screen is important to me, the primary thing that I do on my phone is read.
Right.
Various text. But so what type of phone do I need? Do I need a 4K phone or do I need something with crisp text? And could I get that with a lower resolution?
Sure, makes sense.
Would you trade in? Purpose. I'm not talking. Would you trade pixels for battery life?
Me? On my cell phone?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, not on your primary computer, which is a whole different thing where you don't care about battery life. You want to crank the thing up to
11. Yep.
11?
Higher than 12.
How can 11 be higher than 12?
Anything higher than 12.
But 11 is higher than 12, but you want to crack it up to 11, which is lower than 12.
I'll crack it up to anything.
Yeah, you want higher resolution. But again, on a phone, which is your mobile device, it may not be as important as portability and battery life. So again, that's me. Little of you, but... You know, I'm just saying that there are people whose needs are different. Now, they can continue making phones more and more powerful, but there's a point at which you ask the question, why do you need your phone to be that powerful?
I never ask that.
Well, I'm saying because it affects other things.
Right.
Back to battery life. Would you have a less powerful processor? Now, I'm not talking about one that isn't powerful enough to do what you want to do in the day, but is not necessarily powerful enough to decode large amounts of video or to play high-resolution games.
Yep.
Would you sacrifice that in order to get better battery life and performance for productivity applications? Now, some people won't because some people are gamers who really need that. Not everybody is.
Yep.
And if all you play are puzzle games, you really don't care about the processing. No, isn't your primary game playing puzzle games? Are you playing
Here lately, it's been Clash of Clans.
Does that require a lot of power?
Sometimes. It's not, you know, a 3D first-person shooter that requires gobs of, you know, ray tracing and stuff. It just...
Why does anybody want that on their phone?
I don't know.
Where do you want to sit and play your game?
Like.
No, I'm saying it seems like something that would be better served on a bigger display. Of course, I can't speak. I've executed my plan to build a arcade emulator.
Mm-hmm.
There were Pis on sale, and I couldn't resist. So I have a Pi, a 7-inch HDMI monitor. By the way, you know, the last time I looked, I couldn't get HDMI, but now you can get a 7-inch HDMI monitor for $70 on Amazon.
Wow.
Resolution isn't wonderful, but it's good enough for a secondary. No, I'm saying it's not 1920 by 1080, but still. So smartphones can be cheaper. And again, these companies seem to be competing on price because they're also trying to go into two markets. One, you get the Indian market and some of the third world countries where you have the need for less expensive smartphones, but there's a booming demand. And also in the US, you have the fact that contracts are being replaced by installment plans, which means people are more and more aware of what their phone actually costs. So you'll have more and more people interested in good quality, inexpensive smartphones.
Yep.
I think it's a very interesting time.
I think you're right. I think smartphones are going to start getting cheaper.
Well, they'll still be a high end. You've noticed computers have gone down.
They have?
Not all of them. What I'm saying is that the low end of computers is much lower than it was a few years ago. I had somebody who had a broken computer, and I tried to talk them into buying a $179 15-inch Asus at a local store. And they probably would have been perfectly happy with that for, you know, word processing.
Sure.
Look at Chromebooks.
Not if you want to run Chrome on it.
What about a Chromebook? You can get it for $200, and all it does is run Chrome.
Chrome is so heavy.
Push to Firefox, soon it'll look just like Chrome. I think we covered that last week.
Yep.
Anyway, so it's an interesting thought. You heard me very tempted to get a Moto G.
Nope.
That was last week. Maybe it was the drugs.
Not me, not getting a Moto G.
But you know why I'm not getting one right now?
Why?
New Nexus 5. Because
the Nexus 5's coming out.
But I don't know if I'll want that. But I'm willing to wait a few weeks to see if that would be more suited for me. But look at the Moto G. It has, with the exception of one or two minor compromises I'd have to make, it actually has most of what I want.
Are we talking about the... No, that's the LG G4 that I'm thinking of, G4 and G5.
But let's see what happens with the Nexus 5 version 2.
Apparently, the next Nexus 5 is not going to be a flagship device. It is a device that has taken some compromises. But in my opinion, they're very reasonable compromises.
Well, since we have a lot of space in our lineup.
Also, the camera on my Nexus 5 broke. Just saying.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd you
the lens
it?
On it. I have no idea. I didn't even know it was broke until my daughter was picking up my phone and she says, "Hey Dad, look, the lens is broke."
Little daughter or bigger daughter?
Little daughter. Okay. She was in the car at the time.
Okay. Just asking. Okay. So with this new Nexus 5, what are they saying it's going to be? Oh, let's see who we are. Let's see. First picture, live photo of alleged LG Nexus 5 2015. Let's see. With a sticker on it that says not for sale. Gotta love that. So where are these alleged specs you're talking about in the compromises? I don't mind compromises. I just said I'm willing to accept them in order to get what fits my needs. Do you have a link?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's see what we got here. We've got 5.2. I heard the screen was going to be a 250... 2560 by 1440.
Okay, that's an improvement over the current one, if I remember correctly.
12 megapixel rear camera, 5 megapixel front camera.
Better quality camera? Because people did comment on the camera.
Right, it's still not a top-of-the-line camera.
Yeah, but the megapixels do not always indicate the quality of the camera.
That is true.
So the question is it going to be a better camera experience, which people said the current one wasn't. And you said something about 3 gigabytes of RAM?
3 gig of RAM.
The current one has two.
16 or 32 gigabyte of storage.
Okay.
2,700 milliamp hour battery. I think that's a reduction, isn't it?
But if they've got a more efficient components, it might not make a deal.
Yeah. USB-C.
Time to buy all new chargers. Yay.
I know.
Yeah, well, it's the future. Living in the future is hard, isn't it? And often expensive.
Well, I'm looking forward to the Nexus 5, and we'll probably get one.
I'm on the fence. I thought the Asus Zenfone sounded good, except the software sounds horrible.
But you know, I was having a hard time. I don't feel like I've had my phone, or let me rephrase this. I feel like I've had my Nexus 5 for over 2 years, but apparently not, because they haven't been out that long, right?
They've been out just under 2 years.
Right. I feel like I've had mine for over 2 years.
Really?
It's the only phone.
I'm wondering, when did I order it? Let's see if I can find out. Well, according to this.
I found my receipt.
Well, I have to find my receipt. It says that I ordered the SIM card from Ting on March 17, 2014.
What day?
March 17, 2014.
Okay, so that's like 3 months after I got mine, which was December 18th, 2013.
Here we are. I ordered the Nexus 5 itself, not when I ordered the... Why is it not letting me view this email? It's showing me... Oh, server is temporarily unavailable. Yeah, same day, March 17th. You there?
Yes.
Okay, so I ordered the SIM card and the phone on the same day. As I recall, the phone got here first. But you know I ordered it after. Because remember, I was still on Verizon.
And I left. And I think... Yeah, it was a big deal when you finally went around and actually got it.
Yeah. Well, I'm a procrastinator on some things, and I'm an early adopter on other things. So we'll see what happens. So those of you out there, if you have any thoughts, what are you waiting for?
I'm waiting to be able to buy it.
But it doesn't officially exist yet.
Why I'm waiting.
Jerry, I'd like to sell you the Guru phone.
No, I don't want the Guru phone. Is it a Nexus 5 phone?
The Guru phone is better than the Nexus 5 phone. It has all of the specs that you want. There have been leaks.
I don't believe you.
Now, we don't know how much it's going to cost, but it has everything you desire. We also don't know when it's going to be released, but we think so. No, I'm just saying, think realistically. there are leaks, and they probably support that something's coming, but you don't know if it's actually going to come. I'm willing to give a month benefit of the doubt. I don't know what I'm going to do after a month. I may do nothing. It's just a good excuse to not spend money, which a lot of times I need to talk myself into. That Amazon Echo is looking very tempting. You know why?
Why?
I've been spending a lot more time not moving lately.
Yeah.
And being
It'd be nice to be able to have something to scream into would be good.
Well, I won't have to type, and it listens anywhere in the room. It's very tempting because I'm trying to spend less time at my computer, despite the fact I'm hopelessly addicted to being at my computer. I also work at a computer all day, although I'm catching up on my television watching.
That's good.
Unfortunately, I've been in the mood to watch horrible television. Anyway, moving along, Amazon has discontinued the free app of the day.
Oh, that's cool.
In favor of Amazon Underground, where these are free apps that have basically no add-ons. So they are truly free apps, except the developer, to be encouraged to be part of the system, will be paid by Amazon 2 cents per minute of use.
No, 0.2 cents.
Oh, excuse me, did I say two? Yes. So that means about 1 cent per 5 minutes.
Which is just, see, I want to know what Amazon gets out of this deal. Okay, so they're free apps, right?
Yeah.
And no in-app purchases.
Yeah.
So where does Amazon get the money that they're going to pay the developer? Where's that coming from?
Isn't that the interesting question?
I think so.
Well, let's see if they say. Let's go directly to Amazon.com/underground. Let's read what Amazon says. Oh, excuse me, the Underground team. Amazon Underground is a new app for your Android phone. It has all of the functionality of our regular Amazon mobile shopping app, plus an exciting addition. Over $10,000 in apps, games, and in-app items that are actually free. Many apps and games that are marked as free turn out to be not completely free. They use in-app payments to charge you for special items or to unlock features or levels. In Underground, you will find 100% free versions of popular premium titles like Office Suite Professional 8, Goat Simulator, Photo Suite 4, and popular titles with in-app purchases like Frozen Freefall, Star Wars, Rebels Recon Missions, Angry Birds Slingshot Stella, Looney Tunes Dash, and many more. We've made this possible by working out a new business model with app and game developers. We're paying them a certain amount on a per-minute played basis in exchange for waiving their normal in-app fees. To be clear, we're the ones picking up those per-minute charges for you, so it is simply free. Normally, you'd go to Google... Well, here's their dig, which I think is interesting. Normally, you'd go to Google Play to download an Android app onto your phone, but Google's rules don't allow an app that offers apps or games to be included in Google Play. So you need to download it directly from Amazon.com. Underground apps and games are automatically available on Fire HD and HDX tablets. The Amazon
and that makes sense.
The Amazon Underground app is a long-term program rather than a one-off promotion. Over time, we'll continue to invent and add more benefits. By the way, note that the app that you're installing on your phone has all the functionality of their mobile shopping app. What does that say to you? There may be ads.
Okay.
No, I'm saying that's what it says to me.
But ads aren't going to provide 1 cent of revenue for every 5 minutes. It's just not going to happen.
Well, the thing is, the people at Amazon have a vested interest in keeping people in the Amazon ecosystem. So it's probably somewhere in that area. They obviously
The line that follows this in the article that you linked, yeah. The Android Police article.
Yeah.
Because right after... they included a snippet of what you just read.
Yeah.
Right. And under that, in other words, Amazon will tell you what part of Underground makes the money when they find out.
That's pretty much what Amazon says about everything. Don't they? Hasn't that been their experience in a lot of things? They lost money on the Kindle early on. Now they're making money on the Kindle. They essentially built a market. So like many companies, they gamble and trust that eventually they'll make money if they keep throwing money at the problem.
We'll see. I mean, cool. I mean, it gives users a place to go to get actually free games or apps, and it gives developers a reason to provide engaging content or games and still get paid.
Well, let's see how it works with it. They may not do it indefinitely. Let's see how it works. They killed the free app of the day, which is probably a good idea because people hated it.
Yeah, but that lived for a really long time.
Yeah, but notice that after a while, there was a lot less enthusiasm about it. You know, there were repeats. They weren't as good. And how often, how much can you offer for, free app? Eventually, you run out of apps that people want or people are willing to actually give to you for free. Moving along, Play Music has surpassed 1 billion downloads. Is this where I'm supposed to do a Mike Myers imitation?
I don't think this is important.
No,
I don't think it's impressive.
But if you start,
you know why I don't think it is?
Because Google defaultly loaded the thing on a lot of people.
Because I have it on my phone, and I never wanted it, so it was a
defaultly loaded by Google
download. Yeah,
yeah. No, I'm just saying a lot. Note that out of the 15 apps that have surpassed 1 billion downloads, how many of them have been loaded onto devices by default?
Just goes to show, man, tyranny of the default.
Yeah, but it doesn't actually show active users. Link Bubble is now free to all. To those of you who paid for it, me being one of those
people. If you pay for it recently, you might be able to get a refund.
Yeah, but I paid for it when it came out. I find it very useful. Well, it's been annoying me today, but that's today. No, this is odd thing where they've changed some of the settings so it's resident in the background.
Oh, I'm not sure if I like that change.
I've been trying to find the setting that turns that off. Anyway, let's see. This was sort of interesting. The LG Rolly keyboard. I just saw this, which is supposedly coming soon, and I just thought it was cute. If you want a keyboard, this is the cutest one I've seen in a while. Did you look at the picture of this thing?
Yeah. I wouldn't call it a cylinder, but yeah, it's interesting.
I was quoting the article. It looks more squarish to me.
I know.
But it's interesting, you know, when they have these designs. And speaking of design, there was one more thing. As I said, it was something of a slow week. There was an interesting article on understanding smartwatch design. So lately, since smartwatches are an emerging category, there have been a lot of people attempting to figure out what to do with them on the software side.
Mm-hmm.
So here is an interesting article in AnonTech by Joshua Ho. Don't know who he is, but it was interesting. Basically, some thoughts about a well-designed wearable. So if you, just to excerpt it a little, there are two very different audiences that are addressed in the watch marketplace. The first is the audience that wears traditional watches. These are the people who expect their watch face to always be on. They expect standardized bands so they can change them. They want something that looks good because it's making a fashion statement, and they don't want the thing to lose battery.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Then you have the people who weren't wearing watches, and they have very different needs because they're saying, wait a minute, we either stop wearing watches completely when we got a phone, or we never started wearing them in the first place because we're part of the phone generation. So what do you do to meet the needs of those groups?
You provide two different types of phones.
Well, these are watches. These are wearables.
Or watches. Sorry. Yeah.
So we get to the first part, which is talking about the implications of that. A traditional watch, even if it has an always-on display, doesn't matter because the assumption is that a large group of people don't even need the traditional watch, which means they don't need to see the time at every time of day, which means they don't need the display to be always on. So that second group of people don't necessarily have the same desires that the first group of people have. And it keeps going on with this comparison over, you know, what people care about. Now you can go to, then it sort of moves down to the more technical, what can you cram into the space of a watch? What should a watch, you know, what should watch in terms of hardware do? And let's see if we get to here. Here we are, the OS part, which is the part that you... Okay, watchOS, which is the iOS version, in the opinion of the article, is the only one that's complete enough to provide a user experience that justifies the watch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if I agree with that, but I've been following both. You know what I really like? I've had this problem for years. Every time I have a device that not everybody has, oh, is that the new Apple Watch? People ask me this about the Pebble. People have asked me this about the LG G Watch. People ask me this about the Nexus 7. Is that the new iPad mini? The really depressing thing, these are people who know me and know that I don't traditionally buy Apple products. Anyway, so either way, the article is very interesting because what everybody seems to agree on in the smartwatch space and in the wearable space in general is that the right combination of things has not been found yet. That seems to be the general consensus.
Wow. Yep.
But they keep trying. So what did I do? I bought the cheapest thing I could find. I want to play in that space, but I'm not willing to pay in that space.
That was funny.
Wasn't trying to be.
It was still funny.
Sometimes the best things are when you're not trying.
Yep.
Okay. Now, since we have a few more minutes, we do have a little housekeeping.
Wait, we do what? Housekeeping?
Well, remember, over the next few weeks, there are some holidays.
I got people for that housekeeping.
Well, this is scheduling. Oh. Next week is Labor Day. Are you available on Labor Day?
I am available on Labor Day.
At approximately the usual time, 10 p.m.?
Yes.
Okay, I am also available on Labor Day.
Sweet.
Now, then we have the subsequent Monday, which is the 14th. I am unavailable.
Okay.
It's a holiday. Would you shift to the 16th, the Wednesday?
Sure.
As previously discussed.
Yes.
You'll get a reminder.
Fine. Yes.
I'll be posting this schedule on the Android Buffet site, not as a show, but as a just a post, if anybody wants to go have a look. Then on the 23rd, I will be unavailable, but I will that week be available on the 21st, I believe. Let me just double check. I have a calendar.
That's a Monday. That's 21st a Monday. Is a Monday.
Yes. So that went, I couldn't do Wednesdays that week if we were going to just say, okay, let's just do Wednesdays in September for the whole month. I'm not available to do Wednesdays in September for the whole month.
But except for the 16th.
Well, we'll get to, we haven't gotten past the 16th. But the 23rd, I'm unavailable. Now.
I mean, except for the 9th. No. Okay, you said you're available on the 7th, Labor Day, yes. Next Monday.
I'm not available on the 14th.
So we're going to do it on the 16th.
Yes, I am available on the 21st.
Okay. And the 28th.
The 28th, I am once again not available.
So 30th or 19th or 29th?
That would be the 30th.
Okay.
There's one more.
So we're going to do, if I understand this right, we're going to do next Monday, Wednesday, Monday, Wednesday.
But wait, there's more.
Oh.
Now, then we get to the 7th. Oh, excuse me. Then we get to the 5th. I am not available on the 5th.
Okay. Is this the point at which we just shift to Wednesday?
Well, this is where I'm asking. But there's more. So I am not available on the 5th, which is the last Monday that I plan on not being available except for one thing. So after that Monday, I'm back to my normal schedule indefinitely except for 1 week.
Okay.
Especially technically two. But I'll work on one of them. The week of October 18th, I don't know what I'm doing. Although if anybody would like to help me plan my vacation, I'm looking for something that I can do that's less expensive than my last vacation. I'm still recovering from that one. So basically, once we get to the 5th, I have no Monday conflicts, except I don't know what I'm doing on my vacation, which is 2 weeks later. After all those holidays, I need it. So why don't we regroup on the Wednesday issue after the holidays?
Okay.
But you got that, because I'm going to put it in writing and post it.
Okay, it's Monday, Wednesday, Monday, Wednesday, Wednesday.
Well, actually, I'll put it right into the show notes here. So schedule for next month. We have 7th of September, regular show. Then the next show after that will be the 16th. Then we have the 21st, which is a Monday. And then we have the 30th, which is a Wednesday. And then the final one, instead of the 5th, we're going to do the 7th. I think that covers everything. So it'll be right at the top of the show notes.
Sweet. Where I'll never see it.
But everybody else can see it.
Oh, okay, cool. So and you're going to keep me in line.
Yes. Well, they can keep you in line, too. The job of everybody else is to bother Jerry and remind him what day he isn't supposed to show up. I'll certainly remind him.
Or even better yet, remind me what day I am supposed to show up.
Everyone keep Jerry honest.
Because if I forget what day I'm not supposed to show up, that's kind of okay, because there's no loss there, other than me sitting around with, you know, headphones on. But if I don't show up on a day that I'm supposed to show up.
But I think that covers all the housekeeping.
Okay, cool. Then I don't need peoples for this.
Although I am still continuing the where should I go on my vacation contest, which happens many times a year. Whenever I have time off, I can never figure out what to do with it. Maybe I should just stay home. I tried that a few years ago. That's when my car got bashed in. You probably don't remember that.
No.
No.
I'm sorry.
I'm saying that's the sort of luck I have. I didn't go anywhere and got into a problem. But anyway, so we're set until October 7th.
Sweet.
Or actually, we're set till October 12th. Can't forget unless you take off for Columbus Day.
Probably not.
Okay. Well, if there are any changes, we'll, of course, advise. But I think that covers us for the next few weeks. And since we don't have anything more to say, if you'd like to write us, you know where to find us. We have a feedback box on our site. We have Facebook. We have Twitter. We have Google+. We have a voice line at 2012 Winnica that we haven't used in a while. So whatever you want to do to communicate with us, you can. We even have email at podcast@androidbuffet.com. They're read by me, and they are read by Jerry. And we often read them on the show, sometimes in voices not unlike the people who sent them, or rather not like the people who sent them.
Not for lack of trying.
We don't know what you sound like, so we cannot Now, if you want to send your letter in, you know, an MP3 file, we would, of course, merge it into the show. So you can say your question in your own voice instead of, you know, our dramatic reading. Anyway, we will be back next week, hopefully with the IFA conference going on over the next few days. Hopefully there'll be something that gets launched that we can have a long, pleasant conversation about. Not that a short, pleasant conversation isn't good, but I know people tune in for an hour of entertainment, and I get sad whenever I can't give you the full hour. Don't you, Jerry?
Yep.
We want to give people what they paid for.
We do, which is nothing. Wait, what?
No, we have two people who paid. I don't want to remind them who they are because they might have forgotten that they set that subscription on PayPal. Anyway, we appreciate those two people, assuming they still want to give us the money. If they are giving us the money and because they've just forgotten that they're giving us the money, please don't remind them. That's what pays that's what pays the hosting bills. Anyway,
yes.
Beyond that, Jerry, we will talk on the 7th of September in honor of Labor Day. If there are any changes to this itinerary, I will, of course, advise. Shall we adjourn for the evening?
Let's call it a night.
Good night, Jerry.
Good night.